Blog Talk Radio.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
National best-selling author of 17 titles and CEO of Pen Hustlers Publications. However, I was born Nicole Jackson in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm a single mother of two beautiful children whom I adore. Now, as stated earlier, aside from being your radio host and a publisher, I'm also an author, and I have controversial and provocative titles such as Sins of Our Mother, A Lying Shit to Tell, and Mitches. Each of these titles speak on taboo issues in the African-American community, like mental health issues, infidelity, promiscuity, as well as abuse, which brings us to our topic for tonight. When is enough enough? How to walk away from abuse. Now, my books, Mitch's, Fuck Boys in Disguise, Part 1 and 2, these books I wrote directly from some of my personal experiences with abuse and from some of the stories of people I love. These books kind of shed light on the various types of abuse and how each of those types of abuse can dramatically impact a person psychologically as well as the people that surround them. Now, I don't want to get all into the topic yet because I know I need to bring my co-host out because she want to get into some tea really fast. So I'm not going to get deep into it. So without further ado, let me introduce my co-host. She is recording artist, graphic designer, beta reader, and owner of Climax Designs, Miss LaToya Climax Brown. And here she is. Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, people. How y'all doing? Hello again to all those that are coming back, and hello to all the newbies.
Yeah, she has arrived, y'all, in the Uber, and she is lit. It's so good to have you back, though, bestie. So let's just jump right on into this, and let's tell the listeners who you are. Like, just in case they didn't tune in last time, they don't know who Miss Climax is, what she about. Let's go and break it down to them so we can get to this topic, honey.
Well, as she said, I am an artist. I sing, I rap, I produce. I've had two CDs out, starting back on my music again. I've been away for a minute, relocated to the sunny California. Uh-huh. I have my own business. I know, right? Bring your butt.
I'm coming.
I have my own business. which is called Climax Designs. I create just different graphic designs, whether it be clothes, anything you need original designs on. I do logos, book covers, CD covers. I just came out with my new clothing line, which is TBW. It stands for Thick Beautiful Women, for the thick and curvy ones. And I also have an upcoming magazine coming out, free catalog, to just show love and let people advertise and, you know, kind of give back and just show the love and support. I am a Jill, as my girl would say, a Jill of many trades. I have plenty, many hats that I'm wearing.
That's right. You better, honey. We got to do it all. All right, now, Superwoman. We see you a Superwoman on the come up. So,
I'm trying because I'm a mother.
You so silly. Now, after talking about all this good stuff, all our accomplishments and blessings, it's only right that we delve into the darkness that led to our success. So let's get to this topic. When is enough enough? How to walk away from abuse. Now, before I get into all that and we get into this tea spilling and stuff, let me drop a little knowledge on people about abuse. Now, child abuse and domestic violence are the two most common types of abuse that people experience. Now, I didn't went on the internet. Y'all know I had to pull out my little college and then. So I did a little research today. So it says, according to safehorizon.org, one in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And an estimated 3 million men are the victims of physical assault each year also. So that really shows you that domestic violence just really don't know of gender or color or shape, nothing. Anybody could be a victim, huh?
Right. There's no particular person that's picked or chosen just to be, you know, saying abused. Like I said, the kids, we already know the kids don't have to be here.
Exactly.
And some of them are the worst-case scenarios.
Exactly, which leads me to my next statistics. Now, even though we just heard them and them was startling alone, now, it's not even as heart-wrenching as the statistics related to child abuse. According to childhelp.org, every year more than 3 million reports of child abuse are made involving 6 million children. And you got to think about it. That's just the cases that's reported. I mean, it's, you know, it's so many more that's not reported. And that really just makes you realize that abuse is all around us and no one is exempt, no one. So I guess we need to break down the different types of abuse for people, because I think some people just don't know what abuse is. You know, it probably is some people out here that just don't know, besides physical abuse.
I would say, yeah, because I think when people hear abuse, the first thing they run through, or they run to, excuse me, is domestic violence. And
exactly.
Even though that's a major one, that's not the only one. Like I said, you can be abused by family members, them fake friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and like we said, child abuse. It's mental, physical, psychological. It's so many different areas to the point where it just goes on and on.
Exactly, and you just took my key points I had wrote down, honey. It's physical abuse, sexual. No, you did good. Physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, psychological abuse, and physical neglect. You gotta forget. Don't forget about that. Don't just think a person has to be putting his hands on you or talking down to you to be abusing you. A person totally ignoring you and acting like you and your feelings are irrelevant is abuse also. You got to realize that, too.
Right.
See, people always, physical abuse and sexual abuse are the ones that's easy to identify, because especially by people when it's happening to them. They identify when it's happening to them because, you know, it's happening to them. They can feel it. They feel the emotions. However, it can be a bit more difficult to spot abuse in other people. For some, it is anyway. And I say that because we see stuff on TV all the time, like Steve Wilkos' show. You see them ladies be on there and they babies be getting abused for all this time. Like, and they don't know. And I can't understand that. I don't know. As a mother, I can't fathom how you could be in the house with your child every day and not know they being abused.
No, I was going to say, I'm not, I really disagree. I feel like some of them, excuse me, are stupid.
Yes.
And they want that man so hard up for a man that they are also abusing a child because they know that they're neglecting the main thing that's really going on just to keep a man, just to keep a man in their bed, or just keep a man in their life. They're looking over what's
exactly
really going on in the home. So that's twice
I
the
agree.
Abuse that a child is enduring.
I agree. I totally agree. Like, because if my child getting abused, I'm going to know. I'm going to know. I'm going to know something. Even if it ain't from my child, I'm going to know from my child, first of all. This is flat out. I know my kids to the point where I'm going to know if something is happening to them. And I got to say to women out there, you guys got to be intuitive. I'm sorry. You know you get those feelings. A lot of women like to overlook them feelings. Well, no, he loved me. He wouldn't do that. No, think about your child first. And know that you don't know nobody to that extent where you can totally exempt them from stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just because you love this person and you know this person don't mean he above doing it.
It's a PSA moment. Personal service announcement. My future king, my future man, if you are out there, let me tell you something.
I can't
even lay down to take a nap while she in school and even have a daydream or a dream that you even thinking about putting your hands on mine in any form of fashion. I'm going to wake up off my nap and do you in. It was a mistake. Oh, well, I'm just saying. I can't even imagine you even thinking about her mind in any type of manner.
That's right, but that's how we have to be as mothers. We have to pay attention to signs. We have to listen to ourselves. Like, a lot of women don't listen to themselves. Like, I see the women on them shows, and they be like, well, something was telling me something was going on. Well, if something telling you something going on, you need to go by that something that's telling you. How you going to ignore that something? And then some of them kids be telling them, and they still don't listen. It's like,
because they messed up in the head.
Exactly. At some point, baby, you got to take responsibility. You brought these kids into this world, so you're going to have to make sure that they're safe, point blank, period. That's all it is to it.
I also tell people all the time, you are a product of what? You are a product of your surroundings and your upbringing.
Exactly. You're right.
That means that goes for the parents, too. The parents raised these kids by the way they was raised. If they was neglected and abused, hell, they don't know what love is, so they can't give love, which is sad, but it still ain't no damn excuse for you to let no child get abused. But you, when you know better, you do better. If you don't know what love is,
you're so
right
about
that.
You're so right
about
that.
I'm glad I had love growing up.
Me too, honey. I can say that too. I'm glad I got that love. Now, okay, let's not digress. Now, okay, so let's talk about the more the abuse we wanted to talk about. The abuse when you get this abuse from friends, because y'all, it ain't just got to come from a spouse. Now, okay, we on from a relationship. We are going to a little bit on it. I can speak from personal experience where I have never, ever, ever, ever experienced physical abuse. Never. That's just because I'm me. And I'm not saying that to say somebody else, you know what I'm saying, they bring it on themselves or whatever, but it's just because it's me, because I make sure that's understood in any relationship. Look, I don't do domestic violence. I don't do no kind of violence. I don't do no kind of arguing. If we can't talk about it, let's just walk away. I'm a walk away artist. I will walk away. I promise I will. I will leave so fast, he'll think the Uber was hovering outside waiting on me, because I'm not take no butt whoopings because my skin too sensitive for all that. But I have experienced emotional and psychological abuse to where a person sit up and try to make you feel inferior because they not doing what they supposed to do, so they try to flip it on you. I didn't experience that. Not so much the name calling and all that stuff, but just slick stuff trying to throw me off my game, or, you know what I'm saying, try to downplay what I'm doing to make himself look better. Oh, yes, I've experienced it. And I can tell you that that's just as bad as physical abuse. The scars might not be visible, but they there. So any type of abuse, women, just know that you do not have to accept that from a significant other, a spouse, a boyfriend, a friend, a kicking partner, whatever y'all might be. If he not treating you the way you want to be treated, baby, just walk away. It's just that simple. People be like, oh, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. It's either your life or is this relationship? Which one you want? Ain't that right, bestie?
Friend. I'm going to take one for the team.
I'm going to take one for the team
because I always think in my life, like maturity and growth has changed me so much, and I feel like I have to always be me because you never know who you might be touching.
That's right.
So not to just go deep, but I can say I have experienced quite a bit of different types of abuse.
Yeah.
From childhood up until probably my mid-20s. And everybody that knows me and knows my background always ask me, they like, well, what did you do? What was the turning point for you? And I can't give you advice. I can't tell you when to leave your situation because mm-hmm. nobody can tell me when to leave my situation. And it's all about a thing of you getting up and you being sick inside. I can honestly say, like my childhood situations, I mean, I couldn't change those. Those are things that just happened. And I just got thick skin, and I overcame those things. Me as an adult, the abuse that I went through relationship-wise, I'm not going to sit here and act like it was a massacre because this is my main thing that growth and maturity showed me. A person can't do nothing that you don't allow them to do.
You're right.
The anger or hate that I had toward the person in the past, I have digressed against that because I had 2 feet to walk away. If I chose to stay, it was kind of my fault. Like we were just saying, people will overlook common sense. And when you're in love and your heart wants what your heart wants, sometimes you do overlook the main thing you should be doing. But I can say, not to make it too long, but I can say my daughter saved my life.
That's
if it wasn't for my daughter, I'd probably still be trying to put 2 blocks that don't fit together.
Yes,
now,
right.
My choice was stay and let my daughter think that this is what love is, or step out on a branch and on a limb and become a single mother. Well, look at me now. I am a great single mother.
Right. You learned that strength, didn't you? It takes something to make you see the strength you had inside all that time.
Yes, because like I said, she's second grade on fourth grade level. So, I mean, I must have did something right. I would rather her see me prosper as a single parent and her see my work hard, my hard work and everything pay off than her see me sad and miserable every day and not being able to give her the attention I need to give her because I'm so shut off and closed off because I'm so miserable. Now, like I said, this is a new day. I have no hard feelings against nobody. I still love everybody, and everybody still love me. But, you know, I mean, people change. Maturity and growth, time, prayer, everything changes. So if you feel like you're in that situation and you don't know what to do, I will tell you this. Prayer works, though.
Because amen.
Nikki, you know how head over heels I was.
Yes.
It took everything in me to walk away. But when you put somebody else's best interest before yours, you can do anything.
Amen.
You put your child first, you will lose man after man after man after man if you have to. Because one thing about it, the men come and go, but the love of your child,
they're forever.
It's irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. They're going to love you for your flaws and all, baby. But go ahead. I ain't going
to. That's right. No. Girl, you know I want you to spill a lot of tea, but I like the point that you made. See, ladies, that's what we got to realize. And men, too, if you in a abusive relationship, because I done seen some men, baby, who take some stuff from some women.
Yes.
And when I say some stuff, I'm talking about blows to the face and destruction of property. So I just say this. We got to realize when we in these relationships, we ain't in these relationships alone. Our children are in these relationships also. So everything that happens is going to affect them too. We might think they don't see, they don't hear, they ain't picking up. Baby, kids are definitely sponges. They sucking up everything they see and hear. So when you sit here letting this man degrade you or this woman degrade you, put their hands on you, or just totally ignore you, undermine your authority, that baby watching. Oh, that baby is watching, and you're going to see the results of what's happening in that baby's actions, whether it be instant or over time, gradually. You will see all that stuff build up, and that child will begin to act out, and you will be wondering, why is my baby acting like this? They a product of their environment, just like you said earlier. And we can create them messed up environments too. That's why you just got to sometimes walk away. And the same goes for friends. Then we say that. Because everybody ain't your friend. Everybody not your friend. So let's talk about these friends, honey. Let's get into these friends. Now, how can you walk away from this abusive relationship that's a friend? This ain't somebody you sleeping with. This ain't somebody you trying to build a relationship or a future with. This is the person that's supposed to might have been your friend all your life. Or a newfound friend, whatever the situation may be, this is a friend, and they giving you the same thing. Might not be physical, but no support. It might be slick jabs, because you know them friends that throw their slick salt and shade, baby. Hey, you sitting somewhere up under a tree sipping margaritas, honey.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, so let's talk about them. What you got to say about these friends, man? Oh, my
you
God.
You sure you don't need to go? Cause, you
I
know,
want you to go on shots fired. Yeah. Shots fired. Okay. We there. Shots fired.
You so good. I wasn't even ready for that one. But,
see, you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. Because
we need to speak on them, too. We didn't spoke on these relationships. So everybody know that you do not have to accept an abusive relationship far as a significant other. But what about these friends? You ain't got to accept that either. I don't care how long you've been knowing them people. Shots fired. We're going to speak about y'all, too.
Let me
Did you hear the shot? Shots fired. So what about these friends, Miss Brown? Tell them about themselves.
The worst, the thing that is worse to me that I really just irks me is when you have the people that are cheerleaders, that are the loudest cheerleaders, and the ones that are quick to run and pat you on the back, you know, woo, 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 girl, yes, I'm your biggest supporter, I got you, yeah, 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 just to turn around and go and throw shade. Like, I'm like Cat Williams, like, I see you, like, I can hear you, I just saw what you said, like, you know I can hear you, right? Like, you know I see you being petty, right? But see, like, yeah. I said, because now I'm a businesswoman, it's just kind of hard for me to reach out and baptize people. So now I have to just smile.
Yes.
Like, okay, let me cut you off. Because like I said, like the girl, like I told you, I like what Remy said. You don't cross me once.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a second chance. There's not a, oh, okay, she said that, okay, but she ain't really mean that. That's another form of abuse. Me enabling you. Me trying to make it seem like that's not what you really said, when really you said it plain and simple. You don't really fool with me. You ain't really down for me. You really just trying to see how far of this ride you can ride with me, so maybe you can jump over me before I cross the finish line. You ain't about that life. You ain't who you say you is. So, I mean, for me, that's why I said positive vibes only. I'm swatting them like flies. My fallback game is so serious where you will call my phone and I'll be like, who is this? Because I done deleted your number, blocked you, and I get amnesia. And I get bored quick. So, for me, if you're going to keep it 100 or you're going to keep it moving. Because one thing about me, no validation is needed. I promise you, I don't need no friends. I got enough.
That's right.
Real ones.
That's right.
So, be with me because you truly believe in me.
Exactly. You got friends that be so, I mean, in your face, they so down with you. I done had friends like that where they just be so down with you in your face. But then behind your back, it's a whole complete different thing. I didn't even have those friends to where nothing you do is good enough for them. That's a form of abuse to you guys. Like that friend that always try to one-up you, you call and be like, girl, guess what? God just blessed me today. And I went to the light bill company. Somebody had already paid my light bill. Now, you know a true friend, she going to be like, girl, that's good. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Now you can do this, that. Yes, that's a real friend, right? Now, that other friend, that one that really ain't your friend, but you think she is, she going to be like, oh, for real? Well, my dude had already paid my bill, and then we finna take a trip this week. She always trying to one up you. She can't be happy for you. She got to compare you to her every time. That's a form of abuse, too. It really is, because you sitting up, you soaking it up every time she do it. It's secretly drawing a wedge between y'all. Y'all just don't know it, because you really see how she really is, but you just still trying to hold on for whatever reason, whether it's we've been friends a long
because
time or she
genuine.
Knows. Exactly.
Because you genuine. You genuine, and that's the kind of heart you got.
Yep, and I done been that friend. I done had friend, baby, just don't stop. Baby, I done had friends be like, okay, I got friends now. They're supposed to be my friends to the end, honey. And when I tell you these chicks couldn't tell you a line out of my book, I would pay you $5 if they could tell you a line out of one book. And the killing part is that these chicks are in the books. I thought enough of you to include you in something that I want to reach the world, to reach masses, and you don't even have the same love and respect for me to at least buy the book or even ask me for a copy. I might would have gave you one, but you ain't even going to do that. You don't support nothing, but then when you need me, I'm the first person you dialing them numbers. You dialing them numbers. That's a bitch, too, because she using you, and I've been used. That's why I say I didn't experience the bitch, too. And I know now, baby, just walk away. Them people ain't even worth it.
Like you said, it's always a competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a competition. Like you said, every time. And like I said, like we talked last time a little bit on, like I said, when you have good news to share, it's always, hello, oh, girl, I got to tell you something. Oh, girl, let me call you back. But if I call you and be like, girl, guess what? Oh, you all ears, then. You ready for that tea. But you ain't
ready for
no
tea.
You ain't ready for no filtered clean water. You want some tea. Thirsty.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't last. And see, we don't realize we being a part of abuse right then, too. Or people you be then trying to bring into your stuff. What about them people, Clemens, that you bring into your stuff? You trying to get them an opportunity because you want everybody to eat. Me and you, we on the same break. We want everybody to eat. We ain't stingy. We try to help everybody. But then you got them friends that you bring in, and then they want to take over. They want to take credit for everything. What about them? Shock fire on them. How about that? Shock fire.
Okay, let's talk about. Ooh, girl, wait a minute.
You know I was going to leave them out because, baby, they'll take credit for all your stuff, baby. I ain't put in an ounce of work, honey. And then just try to run over you. That's abuse too, baby. You is mentally abusing me because you stand up trying to take advantage of me.
I'm going
to
say it like this. It is mental abuse. But with the mind frame I got, you're not mental abusing me. You aggravating the hell out of me. Let's get that out there. Aggravating me can be abusive. Aggravate me is the main number of abuse that I feel like I'm going to start reporting y'all.
So
aggravate me. With your stupidity and your nonsense. If you make a suggestion, if we are talking and having a conversation as quote unquote friends, and you're making a suggestion, that does not mean you're part of Climax Design. Listen, Linda. Listen, it's called, when I marched up the town hall and got my business license, I pulled out my money and I paid for Climax Designs, not Climax Designs and Friends.
That's right.
You ain't over here designing T-shirts. You ain't in the garage silk screening T-shirts. You ain't paying for shipping and handling. You ain't doing nothing. So... Don't give me no advice about how much I should be charging, unless you're my business partner. Now, let's make that clear, because I do have people behind me, and they can call me and make any suggestions they want to, because they are backing me more, in more ways than one. But when we're just having a conversation, please believe me when I say this. If I want your opinion, I'll ask you for it. If I plan on using your opinion, you would be accommodated for it. But if we're just talking, don't call me the next day and be like, girl, so yes, because if I was you, you know, the gang, I'm not running game. I'm selling merchandise.
That's right.
I'm telling the truth. I'm not running the game. I'm not trying to get rich off nobody. But what you will not do is use your friendship card to run over me.
That's
because
right.
That's not putting money in my daughter's mouth. I mean, putting food in my daughter's mouth. And that's the main purpose, to build a foundation and a legacy, something to leave behind for my child. Now, you're going to feed your child. If it was your small business, you want somebody to come to you correctly. So why would you try to do me wrong when I got a small business? That don't make no sense. I bet you for them folks sitting out there for them $650 Michael Jordan shoes or the Michael Kors purses.
I'm sure
you're paying them well. So if I'm not your cup of tea,
it's for
a don't purchase it.
That's
but don't
right.
tell me how to change my way of business.
You sure right. Okay. See, that's abuse too. You can't do your friends any kind of way. You gotta show the
if
same
ideas.
The Uber drop you off at the corner, then.
Come on, my man.
But you're telling the truth, though, because friends, I mean, they can dish out some of the worst abuse, just like these mates. I mean, ladies, men, we don't have to take it from no one. Family members, too. Okay, let's dish some tea on them, because I need to dish some tea on family members with their abuse. Not only since I've been an author. Now, since I've been an author, I done got support. I say I got a big family. I done got support out of a handful of them. But at the same time, it's like, you know I got books. You know I got books for sale. You know I'm selling these books. I have two children, single parent for 16 years. You know this because why? You my family. Why would you think you're going to get some for free? That don't make sense to me. It's like, you trying to abuse the fact that we are family, but at the same time, when I'm asking people for, I need you to share this on your page or change your profile picture or call in to my radio show, like now. I can't get no support as far as that.
They hurt their fingers. That ain't Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, now their phone don't work. They ain't paid the phone bill or something. You know what I mean? But then you want something free. See, that's another type of abuse. Your family can abuse you, too. And, like, when I first said that I was going to write, oh, no, yeah, you know, everybody brushed me off. Oh, yeah, she signed a deal. Okay, well, we'll see how that book do. First book came out, bestseller. And now we 17 bestsellers later. And it's like, I guess it still ain't good enough for them. You know what I'm saying? Now I talk about moving to California. It's more. Oh, now, don't do that. I said, well, that's the same advice y'all gave me with the books. You said that one gonna do nothing, but look at me now. So you think I'm gonna take your advice about moving? So, like, you can experience abuse from family too, can't you, girl?
Yes, and I'm going to tell y'all, this is another PSA moment, commercial break. This is another moment. I'm going to need y'all to stop abusing her that way because y'all make her abuse me the other way. And if I see Ann now, I'm going to get country with it. If I see Ann now, other person with a box gift set, a book that y'all done got from Nikki Giovanni, and I done sat here and read, beta read 17 best-selling books, let me tell y'all something. I ain't got my autographed copies yet. Get another one. Watch what happens. I'm that friend that be on Facebook, all on her page, acting crazy, because I don't earn the title to do this. I'm just saying. But, yeah, it's funny. Like I said, people will doubt you, but then when you make it, they hands out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want a piece of the pie then. Oh, remember when I used to laugh at it by, when I was in Georgia, and I was like, oh, I bet you if I ever make it, it's funny. Because, like I said, I ain't going to lie, most of my support comes from strangers. I have a lot of people that were strangers at first and have became friends and solid supporter. And some of my family have supported me, too. But the ones that don't support you, like I said, it's funny. They'll be the main one to try to throw up, oh, remember I gave you a ride to Walmart to get some blank CDs?
Yes,
or remember
Lord.
When I dropped you off at the studio? Okay, so what you want, a cookie? I'm just saying. Because let you tell it, I wasn't going to make it. Or I wasn't going to be doing positive. Or I'm going to be stuck in the same place for the rest of my life. I had somebody tell me, and I told you this last show, I had a dude from Georgia tell me that I done changed since I've been in California.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, bruh, that's a compliment. Was I supposed to stay the same? Was I supposed to come to California with the same mentality I had when I was in Georgia? That means I ain't winning. So if you tell me I done changed, thank you. That means my growth and maturity is showing. And that is an accomplishment. Because, like I told you also, I'm going to throw this out there. And I'm going to throw this out there because I'm recording this radio conversation. I'm going to put this on Facebook. And I want people to understand this thing here. Had someone also tell me, oh, well, you moved to California with your parents. And, you know, you got it made. Let me tell y'all something. Another PSA. I moved here to have surgery for my ovarian cyst. Climax brings her own coins in. Climax makes her own coins. I'm blessed to have the relationship that I have with my parents, that I'm able to come back home. I'm blessed to have a foundation, a support team, where my daughter can be here with her grandparents and I can make more coins. So understand again, get your life before I snatch it up at you. Ask questions before you assume. Don't come for me unless I send that Uber to your door. You want to know about Climax? She's an open book. Ask and you shall receive. When you assume, you make an ass out of you, not me.
Right.
Okay.
You're so right. And you went to the Uber and you had tea, and there was a moment.
Right,
but you're
I'm
right, though, because I spoke on this on last show, too. I had a guy friend, a man, who I did the video where he just flat out told me, I don't like the new you. I don't like the new Nikki. And, like, at that time, when me and him was friends and stuff, I didn't realize that I was being a victim of emotional and psychological abuse, because it was like every time we would be in a different situation, that would be the topic of his conversation, no matter what it was. We could have been, like, riding to the store or something, and somebody do something stupid, and I'd be like, dang, I'm ready to get home, because people are ignorant. See, that's that new Nikki. I don't like her. She all scary and uppity. And I'm like, first of all, what's wrong with me changing? Ain't nothing wrong
nothing
with me changing.
Mm-hmm.
It took for me to sit down, come back, you know, and talk to you and talk to different people. Like, it's the new me so bad to where I don't indulge in the things I used to. And I came to the realization, no, I'm okay the way I am, because without growth, I mean, how can you move on in life without growth? How 10 years ago, I'm still going to be that same girl I was 10 years ago? I mean, I think he should have thought something was wrong with me if I would have been that same girl. Now is a 34-year-old woman. Come on now. So it took for me to sit down and evaluate him and find out exactly what was wrong with him. And I investigated and found this boy got a narcissistic behavior if I ever seen one. And that's why, yes, girl, narcissistic as can be, honey. That's why he always was putting me down. Oh, you bougie. You think you better than somebody because you got some house. And I'm like, no, baby, you like 39. You should have some house, too. Like, it's not me. And see, people, we can sit up around people and get so used to them. See, I was used to him being that way. Like, all the time I've been knowing this boy, because he was a childhood friend. I've been knowing him since I was, like, 12 years old. And he always been this hard, you know, say what he want to, just gutter type of person. And see, back when I was in that lifestyle and I was living that way, it was cute to me. Of course, there's a little young girl, oh, this little Ray Ray, he a roughneck, oh, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? This is my best friend. He go off on people. But then as we getting older, and I'm noticing this man is not changing. Damn, he still act the same way he did when we was 14, 15, 16, but he down on me because I didn't change. And I had to see it wasn't me, baby. No, it's you. You've been abusing me, sitting up here, putting it in my head, making me think that it's something wrong with me changing into a better person. And at the same time, it's just you, honey. It was just you. And you know I had to talk to you about that, Clavix. I was like, it's me or is this dude?
But what's crazy, people don't understand, because, nigga, I feel you. I'm at a point in my life now where I don't want to go out and kick it at no CD club or no hole in the wall. Not because I think I'm better than everybody else, but I'm at the point in my life where now I want to go somewhere and be around people that have something to lose. Because therefore I know I'm not going to be in no bad environment. These people don't work hard. They don't want to lose what they got. So they ain't gonna be around it, and I know if you can be around people socializing like that, not only are you gonna bump elbows with some good positive people, but you ain't got to be looking over your shoulder and thinking there's a fight finna break out and we finna get maced in the club. We all remember those days,
that's
being
right.
In the club, fight break out and police coming and mace being sprayed, and if your friend fights, you gotta fight.
Yeah.
Man, I want people that's gonna bring something to the table, not subtract from my table. Like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I don't, if you ain't hungry enough to get up and be ambitious and have drive to do something, I just don't really need you on my team.
Yeah, That's right. So people, you hear the message we telling you. It's okay to let them friends go. You, we see them memes on Facebook all day. They'll say people, sometimes people in your life for a reason. Some of them in there for a season. Mm-hmm. Baby, don't be scared to let them people go. Just like you put up them shorts when it get cold, baby, you could put them up too. Because some people don't deserve mm-hmm. to go on this journey with you. That's why I be telling folks, just because it's 6-7 people sitting at the table with you don't mean all them deserve to eat. Some of these friends
right.
are toxic.
If you find that solid one, hold on.
That's right.
Because it's real rare this time and age that someone, and like I said, people, not to my horn or not, you know what I'm saying, making myself better than nobody else, but I can say anybody that you talk to about me, and that's in numerous of states, I'm the same. I'm genuine as hell. I will try to help anybody. I done slowed down and tried to find a better way to do it now because I was that chick that'll take anybody in, let anybody stay with me, help anybody out, and in the end, they gave me their ass to kiss.
Yeah.
And that's everybody, friends, family, whatever. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no particular person. So I've learned now, yeah, I might not be quick to say, girl, you ain't got nowhere to stay. Oh, come stay with me. Hell to the no. But I'm not going to stop driving in that PT Cruiser till I find
that's
you the best
right.
hotel there is.
That's right.
But you can't stay with me. You can't
and
stay
see,
with
that's
me.
Another thing.
Sure
people can abuse your friendship. Them friends
yes,
that know you, like we got these kind hearts and we a gift to anybody. It's friends out there that abuse their friendship. That's another type of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
The friend that she know. I'd have had a friend where this chick get lots of money. I ain't going to lie. She get lots of money. I don't know what. I ain't going to speak on her income situation. I ain't gonna speak on her income situations, but you know what I'm saying? This girl has money. She has the means to get money also. But then, like, she'll go, she'll get her money, whatever time, all the money she get her money, and, baby, she'll go and do what she want to do, her done, all this stuff. She clubbing, she big bottle of liquor, and she forgetting her priorities at this time. But then
mm-hmm.
here come the middle of the month, and she can't pay this bill, or she ain't got no gas to take the kids to school, so here she comes to Nikki, because she know Nikki got this big old heart, and Nikki going to still
Nikki,
get
you giving
school. Girl, that was a long time ago. Nikki don't give out no loans.
Where's my calculator at? Wait a minute.
No, ma'am. Nikki don't give out no loans no more, because Nikki learned her lesson from this friend. This friend right here, thank you, boo, because you taught me, because I'm sitting up here, I'm knowing that you had it, but then you come to me with your sob story, and just for the simple fact, I love children, and I came from a disadvantaged background to where I didn't have much growing up, but I was happy. My mom made sure I had what I needed, but I ain't had nothing I wanted, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
right.
being a kid coming from that situation, that's the only thing I'm looking at when she come to me, and she know it. I'm looking at them kids, and I'm like, I want these babies to have just like my baby's got. So I'm getting into it anyway, and every time I start noticing the pattern, it take your mama to tell you some stuff sometimes. So my mom was like, just notice her pattern. She was like, when she ain't got no money, she in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to take care of her, the things she's supposed to. She said, but watch her when she get her money. Wait until round her first. And it just took my sister self to sit back one day, like my mama
mm-hmm.
said, and I just observed. Now, here come the 31st of the month before, I don't get no call. The first roll around, she don't call me. The second, she don't call. All the way up to the 10th, girl, I ain't get no call. Didn't get no inbox, no Facebook like or nothing, honey. And then soon as like the 10th or the 11th roll around, what you doing, girl? Nothing. And there she go with a sob story. Once again, and I just had to go on flat out and tell her, Dad, you don't call me until you need something. Like, I was looking for you on the first. Think you going to take me out to lunch or something. After I just gave you them twos and threes last month and then I can't even get a phone call. And, baby, she got mad and wanted to go out. Because, see, when you call people on their stuff, don't they get mad, girl? Yeah, but she was abusing me, and it's taking me to sit here right now with y'all and talk about this subject of abuse in all type of relationship to see that this child was really abusing our relationship. She was abusing the fact that she knew I was loyal to my friends, point blank, period, and that I wanted to see her kids happy. And she used the baby to that well ran dry.
Girl, yes, you have those that are quick to point out your flaws, but baby, when you start turning around, they don't want to talk about it. We ain't talking about me. We talking about you. No, chicken, we going to talk about me. We going to break yours down, too. If I can own mine, you're going to learn today on how to own yours.
That's right. And, baby, I made her take that trophy and sit that joint on her mantle, baby. You're going to take this petty friend that I couldn't make sure my light stay on, but you want me to make sure your light stay on. No, ma'am, baby. I got a 3,000 square feet home, baby. I need some help. Not you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I said people don't understand, and they've exhausted me. The friends through life, all you down guys that have abused my kind heart,
yes, ma'am.
You've exhausted me. And don't get me wrong, I used to want, even though I have a good heart still, I used to want to break down sometime and ask God to turn my heart cold. God, I want to be like them. I want to not care. But see, when you're stuck with the heart that God gave you, and it's a good one, you can't choose. It's just you.
That's
and I
right.
get mad
it
sometimes.
Is.
Like, I care. It's people today that have crossed me. And they'll probably call me and ask me for something. If I had and I really saw them down now, I'd probably still help them out. And that's what you know. And the people, like I said, you got people that do stuff just for blessings. You have people to do it out of kindness of your heart. For me, I do stuff and I forget about it. Like I said, even though we're discussing it now, it's not an issue for me. If you've done me wrong any type of way, it's not an issue for me. Because one thing I've learned because of my heart, Climax lands on her feet every
That's
time.
Right. That's
I could be,
right.
I forgot I did something for you or forgot that you abused me about it. And a blessing just come. I stumble over a blessing. And I have to sit back and think, I wanted this from somebody I did back in the day and forgot about it. You know, because
That ain't nothing but God reaffirming that he see what you're doing, and he going to show you that despite what that person, he knew your intent when you did it. That's how.
He knows your heart, and he knew you
That's
did
right.
it for good. That's why I say I hate when people do stuff, and then when they get mad, they throw it back up.
Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't for me, and if I wouldn't have did, you didn't mean it then. If you do it from your heart, you're going to do it, and you're going to forget about it. Regardless of the outcome of it, let it go. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to be mad. My grandmama told me before she passed, you cannot get mad because everybody's heart ain't like yours.
That's
and
right.
And that's something I've just had to realize. And now I understand it. Does it still bother me sometimes? Do I still get offended? Yes, because I'm human. I'm a Pisces. I'm sensitive to those that I love. To strangers, I don't have no fucks to give. But those I love, yeah, it ain't what you say to me. It's how I say to me. Nikki can put me in my place in a normal tone, and I can accept that. She go to yelling and ranting at me, I'm going to get in my feelings. Because you ain't have to yell at me like that. You know? And I'm
so completely different then, right?
Right?
But you're right, and I say that too. Even though I spoke on that friend who didn't did me wrong, and I didn't spoke on past relationships where I didn't experience abuse, mental abuse, I don't hold no grudges, because when you hold them ill feelings inside, it don't hurt nobody but you. So I let it go. That's why I said I'm so quick to walk away, baby. My fallback game is on expert level, because, baby, I will let it go. And that's what you have to do, people. When somebody is not treating you the way you know you deserve to be treated, just walk away. Sometimes it ain't that simple. I said that earlier. It's that simple just to walk away. Yeah, sometimes.
It's not.
It is not. I can agree that sometimes it's not. So I take back that statement I said earlier. But I'm going to say this to people that's in these domestic violence situations. And you say you don't want to walk away because of the kids. Let me tell you this. Baby, you hurting them kids way more than you helping them by staying in their relationship. I hear so many women say that it makes me sick sometimes. They'll say, oh, yeah, I know he abusing me and I deserve better, but I'm going to stay because of my kids. No, baby, don't stay because of them kids. You staying because you're not ready to go. Don't use them kids as their crutch.
Right,
because them kids sitting up watching you get your tail whooped, it's not good for them.
Right. They don't want to see you get hurt. Them kids don't want that. Them kids
exactly.
would prefer for you to leave.
Exactly.
And like I said, it's not easy. And like I said, I speak that from the bottom of my heart and experience. I went in a 6-time circle of leaving, going back, leaving, going back. It's not hard when, but see, like I said, during my time of going back, coming and going back, I didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
And that's why I said my daughter saved my life. when I realized I was pregnant with my daughter, I had to make a quick decision. Because, like I said, I grew up in an environment like that of watching, you know what I'm saying, my parents go through it.
Yeah.
So when you've already seen the outcome of some things, somebody got to break the chain.
That's
right. You don't want to keep going. Like I said, your kids are a product of you. You don't want them to think that that's what love is.
That's
and
right.
I'm glad I was strong enough to break that chain. My daughter is happy. Don't get me wrong. Our family, me, her, and her dad, our family, we are cordial. You know what I'm saying? We are one. We're good. That's it. Once again, that's prayer, growth, and maturity.
That's right.
You know, I was 29 when I had my daughter. Next month, I'll be 37. So, like I said, growth and maturity is something serious.
That's
but
right.
But you know
and
better, you do
prayer.
It. If you want to stay stuck on stupid, and this is not trying to be rude or disrespectful to nobody, just some hardcore truth. If you want to stay stuck on stupid, you want to keep on covering up black eyes, making up excuses for broken legs and busted lips. Cause like I said, I walk those shoes. That's why I can call you out on it, talk to you about it. If you want to stay there and keep doing that, a person only do what you allow them to do. So
that's
it's up to
right.
you to fix your life or let them take it.
That's right. And that's sure what's going to happen. Please get out, because that's all going to happen, your life. And then not just your life. Think about that, baby. When you gone, your kids here. Your kids still got to live with it, knowing what happened. You just walk away. Prayer, growth, and maturity.
That individual might be crazy enough. Thank God I didn't have to deal with this. But what if that individual is crazy enough, even if they kill you or do you in? What if they start abusing your child?
Exactly.
What if they start hurting your child like that?
And see, that's
I mean,
why I couldn't feel comfortable in that relationship, because I would be thinking about, okay, if you got this much anger towards me and can hurt me after vowing your love, loyalty, and safety to me, what about my baby? This baby ain't got no connection to you, especially if this baby not your baby. You know, this just
ooh,
a guy Lord. That you with. Ooh, that's something completely different. I ain't a girl. Ooh, that's so
it's
completely
crazy,
different. You can't trust that feeling, even with daddies, because we see these daddies killing and hurting their babies too. But it's even more when this person has no blood ties.
It's crazy you said that, because there's an incident back in Georgia where I stayed at. I worked with this girl in Waffle House, and I didn't even know it had happened. I didn't even know it was her until I saw the news. She was leaving her daughter at home with the boyfriend, and that wasn't her dad. And, you know, he ended up killing that baby.
See?
You know, he punched her. I think he punched her in her face. He took her by her legs and slammed her on the ground. She had internal bleeding. And when they asked him why he did it, now they locked both of them up. But when they asked him, and she was pregnant with his baby, and they took her baby when she had the baby. But they asked him why did he do it, and he said, simple. She wouldn't shut up.
Girl.
That's crazy.
And see, that's why I say you don't know a person. You could think you know a person. Them ladies be on these shows. Oh, I don't think he'll do it. I know him. Baby, we don't know nobody like that. I know people out here that don't even know they self like that. They don't know what they're capable of till they get put in a situation where they got to act out of character. You know what I'm saying? Everybody capable of acting outside of their character. But my point is to make that you really don't know this person. You got to protect yourself and your kids at all costs. You can't just trust people with your life like that. And when you see that it's going south, it's not going the way that you wanted it to go, don't be afraid to just walk away. Just walk away, baby. I will pack up my house so quick and leave if I feel like I'm in a situation like that where I just can't get away. All right, baby, I'm going to make a way to get away. So we got to think about that.
You still got your life to start over again.
Exactly. You can start over. Because
right.
There's some women out here that ain't been that fortunate to where they waited. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They waited too long, or either they didn't have the strength to leave and then end up leaving this world. So I don't want none of my listeners, nobody out here that might be listening to our show, I don't want you to go through that. I want you to have the strength to walk away. Walk away if you need to. And, girl, we got down to the last 5 minutes. I see we ain't got that many callers.
I know, I'm excited. We haven't any callers.
We just went in tonight. But I think we didn't touch on some really good stuff that can give people a little inspiration. But we got two callers, but I ain't sure if they want to talk, so I ain't going to click them because I'm scared. They ain't going to say nothing like that. So if you one of these callers that's online and you want to talk, go on, hit me in my inbox because we got like 5 minutes left and I'll let you go and talk. But I ain't going to put you on the spot because, baby, y'all did me dirty last time. I was clicking people and we was like, hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
And nobody would say nothing.
We
but I thank you to callers that called in and listened. It was a whole bunch of more, but I guess they hung up when we got to talking about some serious stuff. They was like, they going a little too serious. But this 972 caller and this 510, thank y'all so very much. I think one of
we
my best. Yes, y'all the
truth. We ain't going to sugarcoat nothing on this, y'all.
We sure not, because we coming back next month. We ain't going to do the short show every week like I initially planned, because, baby, writing these books and running this publishing company and all these other companies we done started is a lot along with this show. So we're going to do this show once a month. But to the listeners that are listening, that, oh, my bestest, which one is you, my bestest? What number you is? Look, I'm calling you out online. Bestest, which one you is?
Why she doing that? February 20th, I am launching my website.
Yes! Go on, give them the tea, girl. We got 3 minutes. Give them the tea on the website.
Yeah,
we got a 901 caller. What's up, 901?
Good. But the website will be launched on my birthday, February the 20th, so stay tuned. Maybe I can talk Nikki into doing a blog talk radio show on my birthday to turn up.
We will, y'all. Because we said we're going to do them once a month, but we're going to make a special exception for co-host and best in there. Y'all know that. But I want y'all to, hit us up on Facebook. If you listening in, hit us up on Facebook and give us some show ideas. Okay, we finna click bestest in here because my boo just sent me her number. Make sure I know it's her. So let's click her in the last 3 minutes. Yes. See, it's my bestest.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hello. That's my Reclamex.
That's right.
Hi,
that's
Marie.
Me.
Hi, how you doing?
Excuse me.
That's another challenge for you, girl. I ain't mad about
it. But I just wanted to say that I love the topics. I can't relate to all of them. I can't relate to some of them friends, you know, that use and abuse you, you know, when you help them, and then when you look for them to help, then they ain't there. So, you know, but just like y'all said, you got to be able to let it go and walk away, and that's exactly what I've done, and I must say I am 100% peaceful.
Yes, I know you are, baby, because we have to let them folks go. They be so toxic to have us walking around here looking ugly with a pouting look on our face. We got to let them go. I'm so glad you let them go, bestie, because we can't take that.
Oh,
we
yes, most
blessed.
Definitely. Well, you got that right. Too blessed to be stressed with the devil's mess.
That's right.
Oh, right.
I swear. I promise we are. I'm so happy you called.
Oh, of course. Of course. As soon as she let me know on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Whenever y'all on, I'm about to get on.
I,
y'all be listening.
Let
y'all know. All the way from
California. Always. Love you, besties. And you send us some ideas,
too.
I hope you be having them good ideas.
I feel like it'll be in Cali, huh?
I should. Yeah. And I sure will. I'll let y'all give y'all some topics and stuff soon. I like this. I like this talk.
All right, and we're going to be doing live shows, baby, when I get to Cali. It's going to be the three amigos, so you better get ready.
Hey, what's up? I'm ready.
All right. We'll be ready, too, boo. So we got 90 seconds, you guys. So thank you, Marie, for calling us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You all have a blessed day.
You too, boo.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, best Bula, we had us like 90 seconds, honey, so how you want to wrap this up? I'm just going to wrap it up by saying Pen Hustlers Publications is taking submissions. So if you want to be an author, you can send in your submissions to penhustlerspublications@gmail.com. What you got to say, boo? We got 60 seconds.
Climax Designs, CLIMAXXX Designs, is on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, LaToya Brown. If you need graphics done, hit me up.
All right, now you heard it from the two hostess with the mostest, honey. We have talked about abuse tonight. When is enough enough, and how to walk away from abuse? Baby, we told you guys just to cut it off. Just cut it. Like, I guess like they saying the shy glitz and stuff, cut it. You might just need to cut them. Because we don't need no abuse in our life. So this is your favorite artist, Nikki Giovante, signing out. Peace and love, you guys. Bye. All right, when it comes, all right, let the gun go off.